You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Fish, the dagim. Why this month the mazal is fish? Why? So dagim, they're hidden in the water, and also they multiply, and you never see them at the time of the Torah. They close their eyes. They're always right awake. They never close their eyes. So now, they never close their eyes. So now, here is a very beautiful message about the Dagim, as the big dog, you know, when he said Poteach Yadecha in the morning, so now he runs after the small dog. So now, and he realizes that his tefillah was accepted, and then he swallows the little dog. And then what happens? What happens? So the big dog ate the small dog. So we do a little bit of experiment. You open the big dog, what do you see?
Little dog.
I'm sorry?
Little dog.
A little dog, and then what's the
opposite way?
I'm sorry?
The head is the opposite.
So now the head of the little dog is toward the
tail.
The tail. Isn't that interesting? So how did that happen? So now if the big dog is chasing after the little dog, so how should it be?
Both of them the same direction.
Right, so the tail should be toward the tail. But you see, it's not so. So what is that it's teaching us?
The tefillah was accepted, Hashem sending the path.
And that means?
The little fish went directly into the mouth.
That means?
You don't have to do nothing.
So the little fish was designated for the big fish, no matter what. So Hashem just said, Chavod, you're the share of the big dog. And what else? Then let's say he would go in from the tail. What would happen? What would happen? What's the structure of the fish? Like the skin, how does it look? What does it have?
Scale.
So when he goes in, is it better to go from the head to the tail or from the tail to the tail?
Head to the tail.
Why?
Because the opposite, the scale get on the wing.
Oh. You know what's going to happen? You know what the pain is going to cause for the big fish? So Yibono Shalom says, not only I'm going to provide your food, I'm going to give it to you in such a easy, comfortable, delicious way.
Amen.
Delicious way.
Amen.
Here, the Chodesh Adar is teaching us, I'm sure you know, you don't know people like that, but you know, there's some that they run, you know, and they feel, you know, I can make it, you know, it's up to me, I have to move, I have to make an effort, you know, it cannot be like this. Shema says, what do you mean? I take care of everything, now you want to be, you know, taking over? So here, Chodesh Adar, it's a training that Yehudi should understand. It's not kochi v'osem yadi. I don't make things happen. There's one in charge. And look at this. The little fish is provided for the big fish. And not just as what he needs. Hashem makes it so comfortable, so easy, so pleasurable. And the big fish says, Baruch Hashem. And that's how it is. That Yehudi should ma'amid be'emunah shelema, that Ribono Shel Olam always the provider. You have to ma'amid, you have to have bitachon chazak. And chas v'shalom, never enter minute doubt. That, you know, I'm doing it, I have to do it. You have to work on our emunah, and you see how all these beautiful fish is going to be provided.
Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.